Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of the amazing aspects of Scripture is the way prophets of old spoke of their own experiences, but at the same time, they were sometimes speaking of the future experiences of Jesus Christ. This was certainly true of David when he penned Psalm 16. He wrote, "For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures." Well, as I said, David wrote this out of his own experience, but listen to what Luke recorded in Acts, the second chapter. Peter was speaking.
"Brothers and sisters, I can confidently speak to you about the patriarch David. He is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn an oath to him to seat one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke concerning the resurrection of the Messiah. He was not abandoned in Hades, and his flesh did not experience decay. God has raised this Jesus. We are all witnesses of this."
Clearly, David did not fully comprehend the prophetic meaning of what he wrote, but the Holy Spirit directed his thoughts that point to the resurrected Christ. So let's remember this principle to live by. We're to be absolutely confident that because of Christ's resurrection from the dead, we too will live eternally. If we put our faith in the Savior, do you have that hope?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.